Our next speaker is Eric, and Eric is going to talk to us about how to get a head start in Entity Framework Core 5 with EF Core Power Tool. So, Eric, how are you going?
Good morning. I'm doing fine, thank you. Thanks for having me on the show.
We are so excited to have you, and I love the fact you already have your Twitter handle there. So as people are going through and listening to Eric's talk, if you are using the hashtag .NETConf to ask your questions, also tag Eric, and he'll be able to get to them if we don't get to them all today. So Eric, if you'd like to share your screen, I can give you the reins to do everything. And
yes,
you can take us away.
I'm working on it. Yes.
Fantastic. Oh, look, wait, we got doubles. Woohoo,
this is we got Inception now.
I like these lines. I often accidentally switch this when I'm streaming. I'm like, oh, we've got the Inception going here. All right, yeah. Everyone, I'll leave you with Eric, and I'll see you all at the end for questions. Thank you,
yes,
Eric.
Thank you. Yes, as you mentioned, if there's any questions, please mention me in the questions so we don't miss any questions. I'd be happy to answer any questions. If you have more complex questions, please go to my GitHub repository and post it there as a question. I'm more than happy to answer any questions, any suggestions, and can help improve the tools for the benefit, these free tools for the benefit of everyone. This session is about EF Core, in particular used with the EF Core Power Tools. I don't know if you already saw the session held by the EF Core team during the first day on this conference, but if you didn't, I highly recommend that you do that. They went through how to get started with EF Core and what is EF Core in general, and they also highlighted some of the new features that are available in EF Core 5. So I won't drill into the big details on that aspect. Recommend that you see the... So as you probably know, I'm already on Twitter, so you can get in touch with me there for small questions. Let's go to, I also run a blog where I blog about my tools and general.net access issues, so that you may be able to find some useful information there. We're here today to talk about EF Core Power Tools, which is a free Visual Studio extension that aims to lower the bar for getting started with EF Core by providing a GUI-based assistance with reverse engineering of an existing database. You can also create migrations, and you can visualize your DB context model. I will show you some of this during the demo. It's free, open source, and on GitHub, eric.ej/EFCorePowerTools. And I have a wiki here with guidance on how to use the product, in particular, this feature I will be showing will be reverse engineering. We have a long wiki post here, which goes into deep detail about customization options and so on in the product. The product itself is available as a Visual Studio extension. I publish a couple of other Visual Studio extensions as well on Azure Marketplace. And one of them, of course, is the EF Core Power Tools. Currently has over 100,000 installs, so and growing. And you can install it by downloading it here from Visual Studio Marketplace, or you can just install it directly from the extension manager inside Visual Studio. Let's jump into a demo of the product. So I'm here in Visual Studio 16.8, which supports .NET Core, .NET 5. So we can try it out with a .NET 5 project. And I will start by creating a new project. I will create a console application, .NET Core's Components application. Let's just call it console app 5. And the standard template for a console app in Visual Studio currently targets .NET Framework, .NET Core 3.1, but we'll change that to .NET 5. simply by changing the target framework in here in the project file. And we will also make it take advantage of some of the new C# 9 features by making this a top level app to make it more condensed and potentially more readable. This is essentially a console app I will demonstrating the tool in. So let's start by generating some code to get quickly started with Entity Framework Core. I will now run the tool. It's available as a, once installed, it's available as a right-click menu item under the project. And I will choose the reverse engineer menu option. Then I will add a database connection. I have a database called Chinook installed locally. I will just pick that here and test the connection. Yes, and connect to that. And then I will opt into use EF45, of course. Soon I will probably make this the default option, so you actually have to opt out of using EF45. But currently it's something you have to opt into doing. The tool will then list all the available tables in that database. We will just, for the purpose of this demo, we'll just pick all of them. And next you will be confronted with a screen with a number of options, but actually you don't really have to take a lot of them into consideration to get started. You could basically just click OK here, but I will say that I would like the files to be put in a folder in my project so we don't pollute the root of the project. I would also like to include the connection string and leave the rest of the options for later during the demo. You saw now that I connected to a SQL Server, local SQL Server Express database. The tool also supports Azure SQL Database, Postgres SQL, SQLite, MySQL and Oracle. I think MySQL and Oracle support for EF Core 5 is still pending, but once that becomes available, this will also be included with the tool. So I'll press OK, and we'll have a code generated for us. At the same time, it will also, the tool will also install the EF Core package. So let's have a look at the project here. And you can see it has installed the provider for SQL Server, the 5.0 provider for SQL Server. Let's see anything. And generated an object context, which is that ties everything together. And it has a model code to generate, to specify the model. So you condense the database structure. It's all specified here in the DB context. And in addition, there's a class created for each table, which contains properties, i.e. columns from the table, exposed as a C# properties. So based on this, we can very quickly get started using this model. So we'll start using Martin equals new context. So we'll use the database context, and then I can use link to SQL. Link language integrated query to actually query the database in C#. So I will refer to the album DB set, and I can use link to create my filtering, my ordering, my selections, and so on. In this case, we will just order by the title of the album, and we will take the first 20 albums, and then we will serialize that into a list of albums. And then we can iterate that list of albums in code. and display the result to the console. So what I'm doing now is I'm connecting to a database. I'm constructing EVCore is constructing a SQL query for me, taking care of all the connection management, command execution, getting the results back. It's all done for me by EVCore. And then I can iterate the results and display them on the screen. Let's try to run this and see what happens. There we are. The project is now building, and we should be able to see the first 20 album titles if everything goes well here. Yes, we are. So these are the 20 first album titles from this database of music albums. You can see there's a file created here, which are all the settings that you choose during the reverse engineering. And those settings are then persisted. So the next time you do reverse engineering, you don't need to remember all those settings you made the first time. They will be persisted and can be included in source control, allowing you to keep your settings from run to run. So let's, for example, say that now we have based on this model, we will evolve our database. So we will add new objects to it. For example, we will go and create a new table. Create an additional view in the database as well. And we will also create a stored procedure in the database. So if you go here and look, you can see we now have I need to refresh. We now have an additional view here. We have an additional table. this one. And we also have an additional stop procedure here. That was not in the table originally, and in the database originally. So let's go back to Visual Studio, and then we will just rerun the reverse engineering process one more time against the same database connection. We'll continue to use EVCore 5. Now you can see the tool recognizes that there are new objects. They are not currently selected, but let's pick them. The extra table, the view, you can see it's indicated here that this is a view, so it doesn't have a key, so it cannot be updated, but it can be read from. And then we will also include the stop procedure, which is currently in a preview feature. So let's get that one added. So now we added these three additional objects that I just added to the database. They're now included in our model. We'll just click OK. Code is generated in 1 second. And in addition to the generated context, there's also a procedures context generated, which maps the stock procedure that I just showed you. So let's try to use that stock procedure from code. This one. So we'll create an instance of the context procedures mapping class, get the result from the procedures, from the new procedure. Titles, and we'll do a wildcard search for the word two as input to this stop procedure, and we need to await it. Issuing kind of methods, and then we can also iterate the result from that stop procedure call and show it on the console screen. So this shows how you can involve the model over time and incorporate changes from your database into the generated code quite easily by the fact that all your settings are already remembered for each time you run the program. So I'll run the tooling, I mean. So let's try to run this one. And that gives us two titles with the word two in it. So that's how easy it is to store procedures with EFCO5 and EFCO Power Tools. So let's evolve the model a little bit more. Let's say we actually didn't want to keep that extra tail we added. So let's drop that one. I'm not dropping the additional table I added. And we actually would like to change some of the way the code is generated. For example, we would like the DB context, the DB set names, it would be nice if they were plural. So it was albums, artists, etc., instead of album, because they represent multiple. That is called pluralization. Maybe we would actually like to use data annotations instead of the Fluent API. And it would be nice if we could maybe split this DB context file, which is quite long, into smaller files, for example, one per entity that is included in the file. So let's try to switch on those options during reverse engineering. So you can see now the extra table is not listed anymore because it's not in the database. So it will actually also disappear from our DB context. So let's enable pluralization. Let's enable data annotations. It is very simply done by enabling the option here. And we will also split the DB context into configuration classes preview feature. So let's run this. And now you can see the DB context is suddenly significantly smaller. The entities now have been, the DB set names now have been pluralized, and the configuration is split into individual classes. For example, this one for the album configuration. An additional feature in the tool is the ability to actually create a diagram from a model. We'll try to do that. It's called Add DB Context Diagram. And it will allow you to see how Entity Framework takes your model. Interprets your model. And this feature works both for reverse engineered databases and DB context that you have manually created using the code first approach. This feature needs the design DLL installed, so that will happen now. It will be installed. We can check the project file and confirm that that's the case. We got inside design NuGet package installed. Let's try to run this one more time. And then we'll get a diagram which specifies what type of properties are included in the diagram. And if you click individual properties, you'll get connections about with information about how EF Core interprets your model, which can be useful for debugging and understanding what the effect of changes to the model, how that is interpreted by Entity Framework Core. I can see we still have a few minutes, so let me just add something else to this solution. So we'll go and add a database project. So I just wanted to show you that we can also, the tool can also take a database project and use that as a basis for code generation. So I will now add a SQL Server database project to the solution. Takes a little time. And once that is done, I will actually reverse engineer a database, take an existing database and import that into the project. So I will take my SQL Express database. I also have Northwind installed, and I will take that one, Northwind. So now I will reverse engineer Northwind into my database project. Done. And I can now point to that database project from within EF Core Power Tools Reverse Engineering and actually use that as basis for my code generation. So this will now enumerate all the tables in the database project, so I don't need a live database. And it will actually also include all the views that are in this database. So let's just take all of them. Currently stored procedures are not supported. So in order to reverse engineer stored procedures, you actually need a live database. So let's put it in Northwind. So we don't mix it with else and call it Northwind. The tool actually supports multiple configurations in the same project. You can read more about that in the wiki. So we'll not use pluralization, don't use agitations. So based on a database project, no live database, we also now code generated a DB context with included classes and configuration classes for the Northwind database. Well, that basically concludes the demo. Let's go to the next slide here. So your call to action is to take advantage of the newly released EF Core Power Tools 2.5. with full support for EF Core 5 and .NET 5, full support for stored procedure scaffolding from a live SQL Server database. You can have multiple DB contexts in the same, and many, many more features, both provided by me and the great community that supports this tool. Thanks for joining me, and I'm happy to address any questions you may have.
Amazing. Thank you so much for that wonderful presentation. We actually do have a number of questions coming through the chat. I'm not sure if we'll get through all of them, but luckily all those people who have asked questions have tagged you in them. So if we don't get through them all, perfect, you can totally go through, perfect, and have a look at them up, which is great. So I've got a couple here. Let me just roll. Back, my bad. That was you can blame the Australian internet for that one, everyone. We always have lots of fun with the Australian internet here. It's great fun. But we've got our it's all good. We've got a few questions coming through. So one of them is thank you for the amazing presentation, which is great. And is there a way to reverse engineer track relations like 1-1, 1-N, and does it set the relations
It recognizes all the foreign keys that are in the database and creates the relations between those. Some people are objecting to that, but that's how the engineering currently works. So yes, all relations for many to many relations, it will currently actually just create the join table as a proper entity. But I'm working on that, hopefully with the EF Core team, to address that in an update to the tool for EF Core 5. So many to many relations will be magic in the future.
It's a really good segue into the next question, which is again about EF5. So why is there a separate context for those stored procedures that you were talking about, and is that new for EF5?
EF5 itself does not support stored procedures, but I just decided to design the feature to have a separate code base and a separate class for the stored procedure support. Basically just to separate concerns because dealing with stored procedures is quite different from dealing with normal entities. That's so basically a design decision on my part.
And the next one we have is from an Aussie, which is great. So thank you to all Aussies tuning in. And the question is, does change tracking remain turned on by default in EF Core 5 or not? Do we have to turn that on?
Yes, it remains turned on by default, but you can disable it on a query level and on a context level with a configuration switch if you don't want to change tracking at all. And then you can re-enable it for individual queries.
Fantastic. And we've probably got time for one or two more. So is another great one. Again, great presentation and great tool, which is awesome to see that people actually love what you're talking about, which is amazing.
Great, fantastic. That's really nice to hear.
And with EF Power Tools, can it set max and length as attributes in the model instead of the context?
Yes, that's what I actually showed as last part of my demo, that you can opt in to use data model, data annotations instead of the Fluent API, and then the data annotations will actually appear in the entity class and POCO class instead of in the DB context file.
I haven't been able to get this one on the Twitter board, so I'm going to ask it from Jacob. So can the EF Core Power Tools work with other databases like MySQL?
Yes, it works with all the database standards support EF Core tool, which is a SQL Server, Azure SQL DB, and SQLite. And then it also works with a number of third-party databases like Postgres, Oracle, MySQL.
Fantastic. Now, I think that's probably all we have time for questions. So, Eric, I want to thank you so much for tuning in with us. Thank you for giving us all the insights on EF5 and Power Tools. And obviously, the number of questions that were coming through means people were super engaged, but also people just want to know more. So for those of you who are sitting in the chat wanting to know more, or those of you listening into the recording afterwards, make sure you tag Eric on Twitter. You can see his Twitter handle right under his name there. And he'll be able to go through and answer all those
questions. Please tag me on Twitter, and if you have a more complex question, just post it on GitHub, and I'll be more than happy to help you.
Amazing. Thank you so much for being here, and we'll see you all next time. Thank you for giving up your time to be here at .NET Conf.
Thanks for having me. Bye.
It was our pleasure.